In better economic times, Labor Day was a busy time for the travel industry, but maybe not this year. The industry is bracing for mixed results as fewer people are expected to fly or hit the highways compared to last year. But some still hope for a rebound, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Like a lot of business people, travel agent Mike Savitt has had a slower than usual summer. Savitt's the sales manager at Beeline Travel, a big agency in Raleigh, North Carolina. His sales have dipped as the economy has sputtered this year, and he says his Labor Day weekend business has been sluggish as well.
It's down significantly from last year, really. Last Labor Day was before things really started to go south. You may recall October was when the market really took the dive, and we're seeing a significant downturn.
Savitt says Labor Day traditionally has been a time when leisure travelers take short trips, both in distance and duration. His North Carolina customers might spend a few days in Florida or take a quick jaunt to New York or Boston. But he says fewer people are booking trips this year, and even those who are traveling are trying to economize.
So, for example, I made a note last year, we had people who went to the Copley Plaza in Boston, which is a very nice hotel. We had people who went to the Ritz-Carlton in Fort Lauderdale, which is a nice hotel. We didn't see much of that this year. Now they're going to Marriott's and Sheraton's and lower quality types of hotels.
Those trends are being felt throughout the travel business this holiday weekend. Airlines say they expect about a 3% decline in passengers compared with last Labor Day. And AAA predicts overall travel will decline more than 13%. Still, not all the news is bad for the tourism industry. Tom Crosby of AAA says despite the expected declines from last year, Labor Day weekend will still be busier than Memorial Day was this spring.
Generally speaking, Memorial Day is much higher travel than Labor Day. And this year we're seeing about 12% more people traveling over Labor Day than over Memorial Day. That's a trend that kind of shows there might be just a touch more consumer optimism and people just want to get away for the last long weekend of the summer.
Crosby says travelers who do take to the road or the skies likely will find lower prices than last year. The cost of gasoline, for instance, is down about $1 a gallon. The current national average price for regular is about $2.60 a gallon. Meanwhile, the website Travelocity reports that airfares are at their lowest level of the summer. And Travelocity senior editor Genevieve Shaw Brown says hotel prices have dropped sharply.
Overall, hotel rates are down 15% from last Labor Day. In certain cities, they're down even more than that. For example, in Las Vegas, hotel rates are down 21%. In New York City, down 20%. In Los Angeles, 17%. And those are three of the most popular destinations this Labor Day weekend as well.
Travelocity expects airfares to start rising again this fall as airlines continue to cut back their flight schedules. And that may play a role in determining how many people will travel over this year's Thanksgiving holiday. That's typically the busiest travel weekend of the year. And Tom Crosby, the AAA spokesman, says the number of people who take trips then will provide a good read on how optimistic American families are about the economy. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.